Folks, we're going to cut away from this conversation right now and go live to Mayor de Blasio at a sanitation depot in Woodside, Queens, with an update on the storm. Mayor de Blasio now live.
Behind me are really heroes. They are doing amazing work this last 24 hours. But I can also tell you, they're servicing their vehicle as we speak. I can also tell you, I talked about it around the time of Sandy, but I want to repeat it again publicly. In the days and weeks after Sandy, wherever I went, all over the city, people who were affected by Sandy talked about all of the first responders that helped them. But there was a special love and appreciation they felt for the sanitation workers who did such an extraordinary job helping people get their lives back to normal. So I just want to thank you, every one of you, for what you're doing to help this city. I want to thank Commissioner Daugherty for his extraordinary leadership. It would have been nice to have talked about how to handle a snowstorm in like an abstract exercise, but we didn't get to do that. We got the real thing, and I want to thank you, Commissioner, for your great leadership and teamwork with all the other agencies. I want to thank my good friend Harry Nespoli of Local 831, representing all the sanitation workers of this city. I want to thank him for his friendship and leadership. I want to thank Councilmember Liz Crowley. Now, this is your district, yes? Yes, right on the border. Okay, right on the border with Councilmember Van Bramer. They're two good friends, worked with for many years. I want to thank them for their leadership and for being here today as we update the people of the city. Council members, and I can say this from personal experience, council members are one of the frontline leaders, or council members are out there in our communities informing people of what's going on. I can tell you during any crisis like this, people call their local council office looking for help, looking for direction. So I want to thank you for the leadership that you're showing. All right, well, we can safely say we've had our first significant snowfall of the new year. It appears at this moment that the storm has passed. It's left us just a little short of 10 inches of snow, but obviously a lot of dislocation has been caused, and we're doing a lot to make sure that we are responding as we speak. You know, even though the snow has ended, the travel conditions are obviously still very, very difficult. So I want to pick up where we were yesterday. I want to say that the most important thing is that people should not be on the roads today if there's any way they can help it. I want to emphasize that for several reasons. Before I just talk about the safety reason, I want to reference back these good people who are working so hard to clear the roads and keep things safe. I also had the honor last night of stopping by my home garage at BK6 Garage in my neighborhood in Brooklyn. And you have to realize how hard these guys are working. And we can help them by getting out of their way so they can clear the streets. So I want to say to my fellow New Yorkers, if you want safe, clear streets, stay home and let these good folks at sanitation do their job to clear the streets. Obviously, the other reason to stay home is for safety. It's very slick out there. It's hard to drive out there. There's the wind, the ice. There's a lot of blowing snow still, so that's going to affect visibility. If you do not need to travel today, please stay home. I'm going to say it again. If you do not need to travel today, please stay home. If you do have to travel, take mass transit. Yes, there will be some delays, but it will be safe, and it will help us to get the city 100% back in full running order. So we want people to stay off the streets. But in the meantime, I have to tell you the extraordinary work of the sanitation department. I am so appreciative to all the members of New York's Strongest for what they've been doing. It's working. You can see as you go out there the extraordinary impact they've had already. Members of the sanitation department are now continuing to work 12-hour shifts, and it's tough work, let me assure you. And they will continue with 12-hour shifts until snow removal is complete. They have a pretty daunting task, 6,200 miles of roadways to cover, but they're doing a great job of it. As of 4 a.m., and I am an expert at the conditions as of 4 a.m. because we had a 4 a.m. conference call to discuss the school situation. So I was one of the most informed people in New York City at 4 a.m. this morning. As of 4 a.m., there are nearly 2,500 sanitation, DOT, DEP, and parks plows out on our streets. I want to thank all those agencies for their cooperation, making their equipment available under the leadership of the Sanitation Department. Again, the snow began to taper off around 8 a.m., but there will be the problem of blowing snow. The wind conditions are substantial. We're going to definitely see some serious gusts, so there will be blowing snow throughout the day. And that blowing snow, of course, makes the work of sanitation and the other agencies harder because they move snow, and then in some cases it blows right back onto the street, so they have to keep going over it again and again. But that being said, the statistics of what they've done so far are entirely impressive, and every New Yorker should be grateful when you hear this. 100% of primary roads have been plowed, 92% of secondary roads, 93% of tertiary roads. So this is an extraordinary level of performance under tough conditions. Sanitation Department has also brought in private contractors, particularly to focus on the tertiary roads. As for the normal role that sanitation plays, there will not be trash or recycling pickups until snow clearing efforts are complete. Commissioner Doherty is focused on trying to get that complete as quickly as possible so he can go back and get the team back to trash and recycling pickups, but that will wait until we know this job is done. Again, as we talked about yesterday, alternate side parking regulations are suspended today. There's a few parts of the city that have Saturday alternate side. They will be suspended as well. So alternate side parking suspended today, and where it exists will be suspended tomorrow. But I caution that parking meters remain in effect. Sometime in the centuries from now, a new civilization will look back and they'll still find our parking meters are in effect. So in all situations, parking meters remain in effect. Now, the crews that are doing this work, that are working so hard, again, we need to get out of their way. We need to let them do their work. And we can help them to do their work, one, by staying off the roads, but two, to my fellow homeowners. And I was shoveling this morning, and I would say to all other homeowners, particularly in the outer boroughs, you need to help us. If you have a hydrant in front of your house, please shovel it out. Do that public service and shovel out the hydrant in front of your house. I know the sanitation has done a great job bringing in additional laborers to focus on crosswalks, to focus on bus stops, and we need as much help as we can from residents to do their part of the equation. Commissioner Doherty has reminded me of this important fact. Do not shovel snow into the street. He's my conscience. And again, as a homeowner who shovels my walk, I think that's a very important admonishment, so we all have to remember, put the snow on the sidewalk, not into the street. If anyone was watching me this morning, I had an unusual situation because the area in front of my house has been blocked off, so it's not a place where people park. So I made a little exception there. Now, we have both NYPD and private tow trucks mobilize for removing stalled vehicles from the streets. So we're hoping the best way to avoid stalled vehicles is for people to not go out and drive. But where we have stalled vehicles, there's a very substantial supply of both NYPD and private tow trucks to remove those vehicles. The best thing that people can do, of course, is to stay safe, to stay warm, and stay indoors. I don't want people to forget just how cold it is. I'm going to talk about it in a moment, but this is a deceptively cold out there, and it's going to get colder when the sun goes down. So anyone who can, stay indoors. That's smart in terms of your own health and well-being. If you want to know how things are going with our efforts to clear the streets, you can check the Plow NYC function at nyc.gov. It's extraordinary. You get to see exactly where the snow plows are working in your neighborhood at that moment. If you have snow-related issues, problems, inquiries, call 911. Again, anything that is not an emergency, call 311. Someone catch me here. Call 311. Let me retake that one. If you have snow problems, issues, inquiries, call 311, 311. Only in an emergency, call 911. Constantly have to emphasize this. Anything that is not an emergency goes to 311. If you see an emergency situation, if you're experiencing an emergency yourself or you see someone in dire distress, that's when you call 911. Now, emergency response times, of course, have been affected by these conditions. It's a small delay, about a minute additional response time delay because of the snow and the traffic conditions. But I know that all of our emergency services are working hard to reduce that delay. Ambulances have been outfitted with chains or cables for traction. So they're making their calls, they're getting through, but there is a slight delay. Talk about travel conditions and the situation with our city agencies. Of course, travel is very difficult, but city workers have been reporting to their workplaces, and with very few exceptions, city offices are open and functioning. Some things that are shut down or altered today, all City of University of New York classes are canceled today, all CUNY classes canceled. New York Public Library and Brooklyn Public Library branches will open at noon, and they will close at their regular times. Queens libraries are open on their regular schedules. Now, early this morning, and I emphasize the word early, at 4 a.m., we made the decision to close the public schools. There was a very deliberative conversation of a number of agencies participating, but we came to the conclusion that with these really extraordinarily cold temperatures and with the obvious delays that would happen in mass transit and in school buses, we didn't want our children exposed to a situation that would be very windy, icy, and very, very cold. So we made the decision that this was the kind of condition that warranted the closing of the schools. All after-school and public school PSAL after-school programs and events will be canceled today. Here in my notes, an important fact I just want to clarify that I did some of my own shoveling, as I mentioned, but after that, someone who did not go to school today picked up the shovel and got to work doing his share. So Dante is not an early riser, but he has now contributed to the clearing of the sidewalks of our city, Commissioner. Dante did the from the door to the sidewalk, and then he's doing more on the sidewalk as it accumulates. And he will be in charge from this point on. I think I led by example, and now it's time for the young generation to pick up the challenge. As we mentioned before, mass transit is obviously the best way to get around. Some updates. The Staten Island Ferry has been operating on a modified rush hour schedule. The East River Ferry is running. The Rockaway Ferry is not running. Not surprisingly, buses are delayed, but they are still moving. Subways and commuter trains are running, but there have been changes to service. If you want updates on our trains and buses, the best course of action is to check out www.mta.info. www.mta.info before you head out. I want to talk about the cold outside. It is deceptively cold. It's the coldest it's been all year. And people, I think, sometimes think it doesn't feel so bad. But if you stay out there too long, it will feel bad and it will be dangerous, particularly to folks who are vulnerable. The folks with medical challenges, to young children. So I don't want anyone to underestimate just how bitterly cold it is, and it's going to get a lot colder in a few hours. The high temperature today will be 18 degrees. And obviously with wind chill, it could be a lot less depending on where you are. So a high of 18 degrees. But by this evening, the temperatures will go down to zero. 0 degrees, and of course, with wind chill, it will be worse. It will be in the negatives. So that is one of the reasons why our Department of Homeless Services is again out in full force. And I ask the people of New York City, if you see a homeless person in distress, if you see someone who needs help, please call 311. And an outreach team will go out immediately to help that individual. If your building is not experiencing and receiving the heat it deserves, if you're not warm, call your building management. That is not working. Call 311 right away. We do not want people to go without heat. We don't want them improvising, as I talked about yesterday. Sometimes people try and improvise a solution when they don't have heat, and that could be very dangerous and create a threat of fire. So please, if you're not getting the heat you need, call your building owner or call 311. So our focus today, of course, is on the health and safety of all New Yorkers. We want everyone to watch out for each other. Senior centers are closed today. All senior centers are closed. So I ask all New Yorkers to keep an eye out for their fellow New Yorkers who happen to be seniors. If someone needs a little help, they need some food, they need some help with anything in their day-to-day life, please try to be there for them. And as you're walking around today, if you go outside, be very careful when you're walking. It's very slippery. Try to limit the amount of time you're out there, but when you're out there, please walk very carefully. One other point about our parks, and I have a family where days like this, the first impulse of the younger generation is to go find a sled and go sledding. Well, I understand that, but I want to note, it's very, very cold. It's unusually cold. We are urging our young people and our parents to remember, the best option today is stay close to home. Best option is to not be outside too long. It is very, very cold in our parks right now. So staying out there too long is dangerous. We're going to have a lot of snow this winter. There'll be other opportunities to get out there and have fun, but hopefully in temperatures that aren't quite this brutal. So I'd like to urge caution. Everyone here that you see behind me is working very hard today to keep this city safe. We owe them a debt of gratitude. We admire their professionalism. We will continue to give you updates as we get new information. And I'm going to say a few more things, and then we're going to take questions just on the topic of the storm. We have a lot we need to cover. We're going to just focus on the storm. If you have other topics, we'll get to that at the next opportunity. Again, final point before I offer just a little Spanish. If you have questions, if you have issues, if you have needs that are not emergency needs, call 311 or go to nyc.gov. If there is a true emergency, someone's life is in danger, then use 911. En español, esta ha sido y sigue siendo.
And since we will assume that everybody listening to this program can understand the mayor in English, we're going to break away while he translates some of what he's been saying. Mayor Bill de Blasio, live from a sanitation department facility in Woodside, doing a part of the job a mayor does. Not left, not right, not inequality fighting or anything else, but just heading up the snow removal and snow safety effort for the first time. And there you go. And certainly he was going out of his way to not just take credit himself for clearing the streets, which he says is going very well, including 100% of the primary thoroughfares, but heaping praise on sanitation workers for the job they do on the front lines on a day like this. Brian Lehrer with you on WNYC. It's the Brian Lehrer Show. We continue in a minute. Brian Lehrer with you on WNYC. And again, we just heard Mayor Bill de Blasio live from a sanitation department facility in Woodside with a snow removal and snow safety update. One reminder from the mayor that some people may not be thinking of: when you shovel the sidewalk in front of your house or building, you're not supposed to dump the snow in the street, because then you'd block the way for cars. Find a place on the sidewalk or on the grass if you happen to have a house with a lawn or even a patch of grass. Sotirios Johnson is here with from our newsroom with more. And another thing that struck me, Sotirios, was that he did also warn parents and children tempted to go sledding today that it is much colder than even the average snow day in New York City. And if there's a frostbite risk out there, don't just cavalierly go out to play in the snow, cover yourself up, and he was even suggesting don't go at all.
That's very true. It is going to be very cold out, and it is very tempting when you see a lot of snow outside. Maybe you live by a hill or something. And you want to go out and play. But you know what? It is very dangerously cold out. And the wind chills pretty much throughout the whole day are going to be below zero. So you really should stay in. If you really have to go out, they're telling you to layer up, cover all exposed skin, because frostbite is a very real risk.
And what else have you got?
Well, you know, we got about between 6 and 11 inches of snow when all was said and done. The National Weather Service says that flurries or light snow could continue until midday today, but no additional accumulations are expected. Central Park recorded 6 inches of snow. Parts of Long Island, which, of course, was going to be the hard-hit area, got as much as 11 inches of snow. The mayor basically said the snow is over, but it's still important to stay off the roads to allow sanitation crews to do their job to clear the streets. Also, of course, safety is an issue. It's not only cold, it's also very slippery outside. So if people are walking or driving, it's a very dangerous time to be out there. And if you do have to go out and travel, the mayor is urging people to use mass transit. Mass transit is actually running generally well. There are some delays and some service changes, but people are getting to where they need to go. It might take a little longer today. New Jersey Transit is running on an enhanced weekend schedule. Metro North is on a Saturday schedule, and the Long Island Railroad is on a weekend schedule. No train service on the LIRR between Greenport and Ronkonkoma on the West Hempstead branch. At the airports, Newark says passengers are experiencing delays of 15 minutes or less because of a traffic management program, which is also affecting departures. Flights have been suspended at Kennedy because of high winds and visibility issues. If you're planning to head to any airport today, whether you're, you know, going out on a flight or picking somebody up, you really want to call ahead to make sure that your flight is arriving or departing on time or close to it. And you can find out the latest information on the commute and on traveling at our transit tracker, which you can find at WNYC.org. On the roads, I mentioned earlier, the Long Island Expressway and the New York State Thruway both have reopened this morning. Governor Cuomo had ordered those roadways closed to traffic last night. And, you know, the mayor said earlier that 100% of primary roads have been plowed in the city, 92% of secondary roads, and 93% of tertiary roads have been plowed, the first, pass through at least. So the roadways are getting clearer, but again, it's a dangerous, slippery condition out there, so you'll want to stay close to home if you don't have to go out.
And let's crowdsource this reporting a little bit. If you want to call in, folks, and tell us how many inches of snow you have right where you are, anything else about conditions that you think should be reported so people know, 212-433-WNYC. And also how the snow removal is going in your area, whether you live in the five boroughs or in New Jersey or Connecticut, Long Island, Westchester, wherever. How's the plowing? How's the shoveling? How much snow fell on your block? Are things being cleared effectively in the city in particular, since Mayor de Blasio on his third day in office was touting how smoothly this is going in that live coverage that we had a few minutes ago? How is it on your block? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. And again, listeners everywhere, call in and tell us about the snow fall and any other conditions right where you are, 212-433-9692. And as your calls are coming in, let's do a little round robin with WNYC reporters in the field, going east to west and starting in Nassau County. WNYC's Anne Marie Fortoli is in Floral Park. Hi, Anne Marie.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
Good. What's it like where you are?
It's actually sunny right now. It's stopped snowing and the sun is out. There are some kids outside playing in the snow, even though it is very, very cold.
And the snow plows. How's Nassau County doing, or town of Floral Park?
So far, it looks pretty good. I took a walk around earlier this morning, and I actually took a drive to the diner a little while ago. And the streets are plowed, but it is, as we were talking about before, a little bit icy. So we did see a little bit of fishtailing. So you still have to drive very slowly and use caution.
Now, we know that in the past, power outages have been a big problem on Long Island. Are you learning about any outages this time?
No, I haven't heard of any yet, and it seems like the snow is not really building up so much on power lines, so I haven't heard of any outages. We're safe for now, thankfully.
All right. Anne Marie Fortoli reporting from Floral Park in Nassau County. Thanks a lot. And here's Yasmin Khan, who's been in Windsor Terrace and walking around Prospect Park in Brooklyn, talking with kids and their parents. Yasmin, who usually does the education beat for us. Hi, Yasmin.
Hello. Well, the small children and large dogs of Windsor Terrace and Park Slope are not heeding the mayor's warnings. They're out and about. having a good day. This is obviously, you know, as the mayor said, it's if you're vulnerable, if you don't have heat, it's not a safe day to be outside. But people were having a good time. They were out with their sleds. There were cross-country skiers. You know, people out and about with their families. I talked to a couple of kids who said they screamed with joy this morning when they learned that schools were closed. So all in all, people are having a good time.
Are you telling me that the big dogs are sledding along with the little kids?
I would say they're frolicking right nearby. They have their own hill. The kids were by the picnic house sledding down the hill, and then there was a large group of dogs just a few feet away doing their own thing.
And
but,
you know,
everyone was coexisting peacefully.
Since you produce on your normal beat, our education website, schoolbook.org, you'll be interested to know that the mayor just said in response to a reporter's question that the cold, the bitter cold, was the deciding factor in closing the schools. So maybe if it was just this cold without the snow, he wouldn't have done it. But if it was just this much snow, but it was, you know, 25, 31
right.
degrees instead of, so Tyrius, what is it again right now?
Right now it's 12 degrees.
Yeah, so yeah. Instead of 12 degrees or even colder as it was a little earlier this morning, that maybe he wouldn't have closed the school. So it was a combination of the bitter cold and the snow.
And the wind chill. Education officials said that the wind chill had a lot to do with it, too. And that was also, some parents at the park today were saying, well, they knew this last night. Even if they weren't sure how many inches were going to fall, they knew it was going to be, bitterly cold this morning, and maybe they could have had a little more notice. But all in all, the parents I talked to, they said that they were lucky today that they were able to be flexible and either go into work late or stay home with their kids.
And with the worst blizzard-like conditions having been expected in the morning rush, that was probably the thing that sealed the fate, too, because it was going to be so difficult for people to get to their schools and so potentially dangerous, and with some of the roads closed as well. I mean, some of the teachers live in Nassau County. The LIE was closed and that kind of thing. So I guess it all made sense. But it sounds like a good time is being had by many in Prospect Park.
That's right.
Thank you very much, WNYC's Yasmin Khan. And now to WNYC's and New Jersey Public Radio's Sarah Gonzalez in Hoboken. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Brian.
How's the snowfall? How's the plowing?
Yeah, so I am a couple blocks from the Hudson River in Hoboken. I have a nice view of New York City skyline, and I can actually see the snow accumulation in New York City from here, so that's a first for me. And on the streets here in Hoboken, the accumulation is still pretty bad. The streets are plowed. Hoboken is a single square mile city, so the city has been plowing since 7 p.m. last night, and they're still plowing and salting, but the sidewalks are still covered in snow. And the majority of residents in Hoboken don't own cars. So people who are walking to the bus stop or walking the mile to the PATH train are kind of moving along as slowly as the cars are on the road.
And given how badly Hoboken was socked by Sandy, with so many basement apartments and other things flooded out back last year, this is probably being taken in stride, a little snowfall and life goes on. Would I be wrong?
No, that is very accurate. It's very much a snow day in Hoboken. Schools were closed, and city staff are starting late. And this is a city with a lot of young families, and so I'm seeing a lot of sleds, a lot of kids attempting to make snowballs, but I don't think the snow is wet enough for that.
New Jersey Public Radio, Northern New Jersey correspondent Sarah Gonzalez in Hoboken. Sarah, thanks a lot. And let's hear from some of you calling in with reports from your block and your area. James in Queens Village, you're on WNYC. Hi, James.
Hi, Brian. How you doing?
Okay. No snow plows? Is that what you're calling to say?
No snow plows at all yet.
Where are you?
I'm in just Queens Village, right off Franz Lewis Boulevard. The primary road, Franz Lewis, is plowed, but the secondary roads in the neighborhoods are not even touched at all.
Have you called 311 or anything like that?
I'm about to, but I just heard your program, so I just thought I'd get on air and just get the word out.
Are you or your neighbors annoyed by this, or do you think this is just sort of the normal matter of time?
They're pretty annoyed by it. Typically, these roads are pretty clean, but right now they haven't been.
James, thank you very much. All right. Report from Queens Village. Some of the local roads off Francis Lewis Boulevard not being plowed yet. David in Great Neck, you're on WNYC. Hi, David.
Good morning, Brian. Don't retire like Haberman in that column he wrote the other day.
Actually, he's my next guest, and we'll talk about his tenure at the Times. But thank you. Go ahead.
I wanted to just mention that here the streets have been plowed, although there's hardly any traffic. But we have had a couple of short power failures this morning. They don't seem to last more than 2 minutes, and then the power comes back. You also know that on Wednesday, LIPA's service sort of ended and everything got shifted to PSE&G.
Yeah, that's right. So this is a first test for...
So my concern was, you know, the power goes out and they're no different than LIPA was. But I only hope we don't have any more power failures.
David, thank you very much. Yeah, first test for the new management of electricity delivery on Long Island, but maybe not the biggest test, of course. You know, a snowfall adds weight to power lines. Power lines certainly could go down, and we will see what happens and if anything does happen, how they deal with it, and if any differently. Angel in Sleepy Hollow, you're on WNYC. Hi, Angel.
Hi, how y'all doing?
Good. How you doing up there?
I'm good. I just came from Sleepy Hollow and drove all the way to Peekskill to work. I just got into my office. Sleepy Hollow and Harrytown do a fantastic job with their plowing. Fantastic.
And the cars are moving around? People are out there?
A few here and there. As you head north, Ossining, Byer Cliff, Peekskill, not so great of a job. So I, even with my four-wheel drive, I had a bit of a problem with that. But Harrytown and Sleepy Hollow are just phenomenal.
Angel, thank you very much. Still a good idea to stay off the roads if you can for a little while longer anyway. And we're going to wrap it up here by going back to Sotirios Johnson and getting the weather forecast. Sotirios, is it over? What is yet to come?
All right. Well, Brian, the snow is over, but it is going to be windy and cold today. Some snow showers tapering to maybe some flurries in the afternoon, but pretty much it's over. We will have some blowing and drifting snow throughout the day, so that will be an issue as well. And it is, again, going to be cold, only getting up to about 17 degrees. And then wind chills, when the wind kicks up, wind chills will be below zero for much of the day. Tonight's going to be very cold as well, only, the low going down to about 6 degrees. We'll have wind as well tonight. But then it warms up for the weekend, especially on Sunday. Tomorrow, Saturday is going to be mostly sunny with a high near 29, and then Sunday a few showers possible. And it'll be going all the way up to the lower 40s on Sunday. So I think we'll be having a lot of that snow melting over the weekend, especially on Sunday. Right now it is 12 degrees and mostly cloudy. It feels closer to 5 below with the wind. And that's basically the roundup of the weather.
So we're having a snow day Friday, and we'll have a slush day on Sunday, it
exactly.
sounds like. Sotirios Johnson, thanks a lot. Brian Lehrer with you on WNYC. Coming up next, Clyde Haberman on the first days of the de Blasio administration and with some other reflections as he leaves the New York Times after 37 years. Stay with us.